Hi, I'm Abby.
I'm Amy.
And this is the Just an Introvert podcast,
where we talk all things introvert.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not shy. I'm just an introvert. Welcome back to the Just an Introvert podcast. I'm Amy.
And I'm Abby.
And we have a special holiday episode for you guys. We're
yes,
kind of
we do.
Combining Thanksgiving and Christmas, because the last time we recorded was, I think, towards the end of the beginning of November.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving happened and Christmas is on its way. So we're doing a little combination of both. So anyway, but before we get started, how's it going, Abby?
It's going. It's busy. It's the holiday season and young children and just life. Life is lifing as always, but yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. What about you?
Yeah, same. December is a crazy month when you're teaching, and it's fun, but it's also just kind of like you're ready for that break, and you feel it, you really feel it. Like, okay, I need this like halfway through the year break. The kids, it's just everything's ramped up. So, and it's not helping that and we were talking about this a little before, it's super cold here in California.
California cold, California cold, but still cold
we're
for
not
us.
built for this,
No.
and we don't own things that are for this kind of cold. So
No.
I'm like digging through to get my heaviest jacket that I maybe wear once or twice a year, and I think I'm going to be wearing it all week. And so yeah, that's kind of throwing us all for a loop.
It
But
is. It is.
so,
Oh my
all
gosh.
right, well, let's get started.
Okay.
What is your icebreaker?
Okay, for my icebreaker, I thought it would be fun for us to review our Spotify Wrapped for this year.
Ooh, Spotify
that's always
Wrapped.
a fun. I love that. I love any, I feel like I've mentioned it before, any sort of analyze me and tell me things about me. I love that. Like, I love a quiz. I love anything like that. So that always is fun. And I feel like they've changed some of the stuff they send you. And this year I really enjoyed it. So, and I
Yeah,
was telling Amy,
it was a different format for sure.
Yeah, I liked it though. I was telling Amy, me and my family usually all compare everyone's Spotify Wrapped stuff. So I'm like, I had it all up. So I will have you go first. I don't know, whatever. Let's see.
Like
I'm trying to
what?
see what I
Yeah,
have.
you look at yours. Like you can
Start
ask me
with,
about mine, and I can
yes.
click on
Okay,
the
top. What was your top? Who was your top artist? I'm very
top
curious.
artist. Okay, here we go. This is funny because if you follow me at all on social media, I go through artists' whole
That's
discographies.
right.
I've been doing this for probably a couple of years. I think it started with Taylor Swift because I had never really listened to everything. And then I just kept going and going and going. So it says Bon Jovi was, but it probably registered that because Bon Jovi has a lot of albums. So each artist has a certain amount of albums. And so I think I mean, I like Bon Jovi. I wouldn't say that's like what I listen to all the time, but it clocked it a lot. So
As
that's
your
what came up
highest.
for
Okay.
me. But how
Okay.
about you?
I got Kesha, which I'm not surprised because love her. And then with her concert this year, that was definitely, I think it showed the day that you listen to the most music, and the day of her concert was
Oh,
definitely that
yes.
for me. So that was
Definitely.
kind of
That's
surprising,
cool.
but not really. I'm like, yeah, that totally tracks for this year. Okay. What was your whole top five then?
Okay, top five, which again,
A lot of it's influenced by your.
it's who I listen to, but Bon Jovi's first.
Okay.
And then Weezer. I mean, I
Okay.
like Weezer, but again, it was just another band I listened to, and they must
Yeah.
have like a ton of albums.
Yep.
And then third was REM.
Okay.
Fourth was Sting. And fifth was Def Leppard.
Okay.
Again, these are
Okay.
all, and of course, these are artists I was interested in listening to their discographies,
Yeah.
but yeah,
It
that's
pulled them as the
what they pulled. So how about you?
All right, so I have number one was Kesha, number two Taylor Swift, number three Chapel Roan, number four Harry Styles, and number five Matty Zom. So all of those are like ones that I'm like, yep, that.
Okay,
It's like
that
I
track.
basically know what they're gonna be. I'm just like, what order? who is at the top? So now I'm curious, with all the music that you listen to, what was your listening age? What did it tell you?
Literally my age, 49.
Really? See,
Yes, it was
mine,
right on the
it
nose.
gave me 31, which is only 1 year older than me. But yeah,
Really?
like it
Okay.
was spot on. That was one that we were cracking up, my family. Because like my mom and my brother got like that they were like 60 or like 70 something, which
Oh
was
my
hilarious,
gosh, that
which
is so
tracks.
funny.
But then like my dad and my sister both got like in their 20s. So I'm like, your
Oh.
guys' age was way younger than mine,
Oh,
and
that's
mine
so
was spot on.
funny.
So yeah, I was like, I thought that was a fun addition that they put in there, your listening age. But
Well, I think because I am drawn to bands that were popular, obviously, when I was, like in junior high. And I realized this in the last year. The songs that I gravitate towards and love, and we discovered this on our road trip, are all from 1987. If there, that must have been a peak year for me because,
Interesting.
and it was just funny because I would look it up. I'm like, Niles, guess what year this came out? And he's like, 87. I'm like, yep. So there's something about 87
Interesting.
that,
How old would you have been in 87?
11, and
Okay, okay.
that would have probably been, I want to say sixth grade,
Okay.
like right before junior high.
Yeah.
That was just a must have been an impressionable
Yeah.
era. Like MTV was a thing. Like I was, I
Yep.
remember videos, and I don't know. So like, if you find a song from 1987, chances are
You probably like it. That's
I
so
was vibing to it.
interesting.
So anyway,
Very interesting. Cool. Okay, that was fun. I know I have, there's so much more on there that I could go through, but I'm like, I feel like that the artist is always the top thing, and then I love the
yeah.
listening age. But was there
Now.
anything else that jumped out on it to you at all?
Yeah, so the my top I wanna say okay. It likes to be very okay. My top album in this track
Okay.
is Lady Gaga Mayhem.
I was wondering. I was like, Lady Gaga's got to be on there for you. That would have been my guess.
That album for me, like I hyper fixate on certain albums and I will listen to them over and over. So like her album, like when we went on vacation, if I ever went to take a walk or if I ever just needed something, that is the album I put
That
on.
was your go-to.
And
Yeah.
I listened to that on repeat so much. So that tracks totally. I was
Interesting.
very
Yeah.
obsessed with that album.
Yep. That's what that was the only one I would have guessed that was going to be on yours, but
Yeah.
nice. Fun.
So
Yeah,
yeah, that
no, I
was
love
fun. It
that.
was fun to look through and get all that and
Yes. So much fun. So much
yeah.
fun. Okay, what do you have for
Okay,
our would you rather?
so would you rather? Okay, so food's been on my mind. Thanksgiving,
Of
Christmas. It's just
course.
so I was kind of talking this through with Riley. I mean, we were just kind of having fun, and I'm like, okay, this should be a would you rather. So, and I'm thinking of deviled eggs.
Okay.
So would you rather have a cupcake, like a chocolate cupcake or a white cupcake? But instead of frosting, it's the yellow deviled egg mix as the
Oh.
frosting. Or would you rather have the egg white cup filled with regular frosting?
Okay. I think it's got to be the egg white with the regular frosting. I feel like that you could frosting would overpower the egg white instead of chocolate and like egg yolk, mustard, mayonnaise, relish. That
Gross.
sounds horrifying. But to be fair, like was it over the summer? When was it a thing on TikTok that everyone was doing the like
Oh, the
the hard
egg
boiled
flight?
egg?
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
And I did one, and
Oh,
some of the
yeah.
combinations, like the peanut butter and jelly, I did.
I remember that.
I
You
didn't
did
do
a
peanut butter and
video.
jelly. I did peanut butter and syrup because I'd see people do that. And that
Okay.
was not bad. Like the sweet with the egg was
Yes.
not as awful as I was picturing. So I think,
Okay.
who knows? But no, if I had to pick, I would do the egg white for sure.
And I don't even know how we got on the topic, but that's just the weird things my daughter and I talk about. So
Hey,
I
but
was like,
then you
oh,
end up
that's
with
what
a
you
would
would
you rather?
rather.
That's perfect. What
So
would you do?
I think I would do the egg
Yeah.
white with the frosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I can't imagine the
No.
mustard mayo yolk
No.
with a cake.
No.
And
No.
I
That's
don't, to me, egg whites are very tasteless. So
Yeah.
I feel like the frosting would just, it would just be a texture thing, but
Yeah.
yeah,
Yep.
that's probably what I would
If we
choose.
had to.
Oh, good times. Okay, so let's get into it. So let's start with so I thought it would be fun to, because everybody talks about in November what they're thankful for. And I thought, what would be something as an introvert that I'm thankful for? And it doesn't have to be just recently, it can just be like that's happened in my lifetime. And it just got me to thinking. So I thought we could go through our list. I came up with like five things
Yeah, same.
that I'm thankful for. So you wanted to tell me your first one, Abby?
Sure. And
Okay.
I'm sure there's definitely going to be overlap with some of
For
these, so we can
sure.
just kind of jump back and forth. But I think a very clear number one would be texting.
Oh my gosh. That's my number one too.
Yes. I feel like, and I'm trying to think when texting became a thing. I was like in middle school, so I didn't really live much of a life pre-texting, but yeah, no, the ability to just send a text instead of a phone call is a lifesaver. And I think most introverts would agree.
I lived that life, Abby.
Oh gosh.
I didn't, there was no texting, and so it
Oh.
was always you have to make a phone call. And so when texting came, I literally was like, this is like a gift from God. So it's like
Even when it was like what, 10 or 15 cents per text
and you
back in
had
the
to press
day.
a bunch of numbers to get
Oh,
your letter. Didn't
I miss
matter.
that though. I'm not gonna lie. I miss a keyboard. Like that was
Yes.
fun. Those were
But
good
like
times.
the
But
way
yeah.
that I could communicate that instead
Oh
of a
yeah.
phone call was just like the biggest weight off my shoulders. I can't even tell you. Like, so.
Because like not everything needs to be a full conversation, but then you feel
No.
rude, like I'm gonna call you and give you this small snippet of information and then okay, I'm leaving. Bye. I'm not talking to you anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that is de that was my number one too.
Yep. I had a feeling. I had a feeling. Oh my gosh.
Right, what's your
Okay.
second
My
one?
second one is mobile orders. Specifically, like, because I thought about this and I'm like, someone out there is going to be like, but you guys talked in your episode about how you don't like when people customize things. I don't like it when they do that at a restaurant because I feel like that is here's the meal that we have prepared for you. But if I'm going to like Starbucks or Taco Bell, like somewhere like that, especially like Starbucks and Dutch Bros, those are like customize up the wazoo, do whatever you want. So I, because there's certain things that I'm like, oh, I want to add this or try this. But I don't want to like stand in line and have to like tell you all of that. Like that just feels so excessive to me. I'm like, I have not worked at any of those types of establishments, but I would assume that getting the printout ticket, okay, cool, read it, do it, is much easier than like having to take that order in person. So specifically for customizing, changing things, mobile orders, just walking in, grabbing my Starbucks and peacing out, I definitely love that.
Yes. That happens to be my second one. And I combined it with also online shopping. So like
Yes.
Amazon, when Amazon first became big, it's like, wow, I can literally just order this thing and free shipping, and I don't have to go anywhere to look for this. And I'm someone who does like to shop, but like the convenience of that was just
Yes.
like
When you know what you want, you don't
amazing.
have to like play around with are they going to have it? Yeah.
Yes. And I love the online food ordering. And yeah, because you're always used to like a call in the pizza. Okay. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but it is.
But if you can avoid
And
it, you're going to avoid it. Yep. Yep.
So I'm all
Yep.
for that. And I always like to, I hate, pulling up to like the Taco Bell drive-through and looking. It's like I want to know, ahead of time. I don't want to be there for 5, 10 minutes deciding.
Yep.
That was a bad example because I always get the same thing with Taco Bell,
Obviously.
but somewhere else, like I don't know, I just get
If
like
it's somewhere, yeah.
panic and oh, what does everybody want? Oh, so
Yes.
it's
Yeah. It
yeah,
simplifies things for sure.
totally,
For
totally.
sure.
Okay, how
Okay.
about your third one?
My number three would be the food or animal corner at a party. If you're at a party and there's a place to go pet a dog or have a snack, like that is, I'm very, very grateful for that because that's a lifesaver.
Love those animals. Yes, and food. It's something to do without having to, you don't look weird like you're just by yourself. You're doing something and it's perfect.
Yes, it
Yeah,
is.
mine sort of had to do with social events. I am thankful for extroverts that I can hang around with at social events, and they just kind of, I don't have to do anything. They do all the heavy lifting, but it's not heavy lifting to them because it's what they enjoy. So
Absolutely.
I'm very appreciative of
Yes.
that.
Yes. For sure.
All right. How about your number four?
Okay, my next one is kind of random, but I am thankful for Gen Z, specifically those who work at like the grocery store or Target or whatever, because I feel like they get a bad rap on the internet of like the Gen Z stare and all of that. Like, to be fair, when you're dealing with crazy people in customer service, like you've got to cope. But I also am like, they're not trying to make conversation. They just scan your items, get you out of there. I'm like, I don't want to sit here and do small talk. Like it is not on my list of things to do if I'm running errands, especially if I have the kids. I'm like, just get me out of here. So I've noticed that the last couple of times. I'm like, yeah, no, I love that this person is just like, all right, here's your stuff. Bye. I'm like, thank you. That's all I needed from today. So
Right.
beautiful.
Love that. That's
Yes.
a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one. My number four is GPS. Just being able to not have to, I don't know, do much work, but just punch in my phone. And it just gives me such security to know
Yes.
I know where I'm going instead of having to look it up or print things out or ask.
Printing the map quest.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember seeing a reel about people going, kids are so distracted these days, you know, on their phones when they're driving, and then they flash back to when people had MapQuest, and then they're busy changing their CD in their car. I'm like, people are
Yes.
always distracted. It does
Distracted.
not even matter, but.
I'll never forget the very first time I drove with my dad. We were driving to like one of my friend's houses. This was probably junior high, maybe a little bit younger, when he had an iPhone and like Apple Maps came out for the first time. And he just got the biggest kick. I remember him looking at his phone like, oh my gosh, that blue dot, that's us. It's moving. Like, it's us. It's following us.
Isn't that
Oh
funny?
my gosh, I just remember he was so entertained by that. And yep, like that was our first trip going somewhere with GPS on our phones. But yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay,
Yes.
this I don't know if I shared this before on one of our episodes, but I'll just share it again because it relates kind of to directions. But when Alex was little, he's kind of like my husband and just like is kind of a pre-programmed GPS. But they with his autism therapist, they were gonna do an outing to McDonald's, that like one of the playlands, and the therapist and I said, which one? And she said, the one on, and I don't remember what street she said, and she was describing it. And Alex, he's like, you know, 3 years old. He's all, no, the street is this. And she kind of was like, you know. No, it's this. But then after a few minutes, she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. So, you know, Alex knew from then, like,
Yes.
how to go.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, anyway.
All
Okay.
right.
And then what is your fifth one?
My last one is specifically my husband, but a partner or any relationship where they are willing to do the extroverted tasks for you. Like, hey, we need to call for, you know, to make a vet appointment or something random like that. And I'm like, hey, Randall, do you mind making this phone call just because I don't want to? And it used to be, I feel like earlier in our relationship, I try to like, well, I don't have time, or but now I'm just like, I don't want to. Can you do it? He's like, sure, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, thank you.
That's so nice.
So,
I love
yeah,
that.
yep, he is the MVP for that for real because it gets me out of so many things that I don't want to do. But
Yes,
yep.
that's I appreciate that about my husband too. Although sometimes if he's willing to go get it, I have to be the one that like calls it in or whatever.
Yes.
I'm like,
You're like,
okay,
which
but
one do I
I
want
don't
to do?
want to leave. Okay, I guess I'll you know, give I'll give a little and you give a
Yes.
little, whatever. If
Yes.
that's, you know, compromising.
Oh gosh.
So my last one is no plans.
Ooh,
When I
yes.
come home and there's just nothing on the schedule, and I, because even like if there's something in the evening, I can't relax if I
Right.
know something's going on. I can't just be like, I'm gonna take a quick nap, and I
Yeah.
just sit and like, oh, I can't. I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
So it's nice when there's just nothing.
Yes.
A great feeling.
Yep. Yep. I agree. I know, like the weekends, I love when we have nothing planned. I'm like, that's the best. And then on
Yes.
Monday, I come back to work and people are like, oh, how was your weekend? What did you do? I'm like, nothing. And they're like, oh, I'm like, no,
Absolutely
like
nothing.
legit nothing. And it was amazing. Like a good nothing,
That's
not a bad
correct.
nothing. Yep.
Yep.
Love
Yep.
that.
Same, same.
Love it.
Okay, and so we got some Instagram answers. So thanks for
Yes.
the thanks to those of you who answered our poll. So
Yes.
I recorded those. So let's start with okay, this is from Laura. Now I don't think this is Canada, Laura. It's kind of funny because this is the same Laura that we listen to Fun Sexy Bible Time, and they will call in or write in, and they refer to him as Canada Laura. And I don't know if this other Laura has a nickname. I'm just calling her Laura. I think that's just Laura. So she says, restaurants that let me order takeout online. So
Agree.
yes,
Yep.
Laura, we fully support that.
Yes.
That is just an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
You can look ahead, you know what you're getting, and you can walk in and out. So,
Makes it easy.
and then from Sandy, she goes to my church. She said, a day off work with no plans, my pets, and Netflix.
Yep. It's a beautiful
That's
thing.
a perfect day. I love it. And then you put in a little cloudy day and you can
Yep.
snuggle up in your bed. Yeah, I'm totally with that.
Yep.
All right. And then from Mark Rains, our interview guest this past summer, says he likes going places where he can just focus on the food and let other people chatter if
Oh,
they want to.
yes.
And
That
yeah.
is really nice. I realize that. Like when especially being the food people that we are, if it's like I'm excited to eat this, I don't want to have to stop and like chit chat and make small talk in between. Like I just want to be able to sit and eat. So yes, I can relate to that for sure. That's a
Yeah,
good one.
let the talkers talk and the
Yep.
eaters eat, and
Yep.
everybody's
Everyone's
happy.
happy.
All right, and then from Amy, my friend Amy, said my extrovert friends who carry the load when I don't want to, and I
Yes.
totally agree with that, Amy.
Absolutely.
I love, if I have to go out to these events, I like to be with the extroverts because they, like I said, that's not a
Yep.
heavy burden for them. It's what they like to do. All right, and then from Kelly. She said that my hubby understands when I need to step away and recharge. So having a
Yes.
partner that knows and understands what you need. So
Yep.
that's
Yep.
really important. And then finally, Jessica. Now this is Jesse's wife, who we interviewed this summer. She said noise canceling headphones.
Oh yeah. Agree.
And that
Absolutely.
is yes, because you can just get so overstimulated as an introvert, and sometimes you just need that
Just silence. Yep.
silence. Yep.
To be
Yep.
able to control that is amazing. We have some like they're not the noise canceling, but they're like the earmuffs you would wear if you're doing yard work or whatever. We get them for the kids because
Yes.
they like to hang out outside with Randall when he does yard work, but it's so loud. So we just put those on them, which is
Hey.
hilarious because then I go out to talk to them and none of them can hear me and they're all walking around. But we've joked about bringing those in the car with us when one of the children is screaming at the other child. It would just solve the problems. But then I'm like, wait, but I could put them on and I don't have to hear anyone in the car.
Well, that's what I
Like,
thought you're talking about. I'm like, you
That's a
take them and just
better,
put
that's
them
a
on.
much better option.
Yeah, I have to laugh because Niles he gets so annoyed because a lot of times we'll have our AirPods in, or
Yeah.
Riley has these really silencing headphones, and
Yeah.
he tries to talk and nobody can hear him, and I think he gets annoyed. But I'm like, okay, if I'm going to do this task in the kitchen, I want to be like
Yes, locked
locked
in.
in,
Yeah.
listening to something. And
Yeah.
yeah,
Oh my
and we
gosh.
also have this joke. It was one time in the car, and it when the kids were younger, and one of them must have had like air headphones on. We were trying to talk about something, and we had been talking about pizza, but we had moved on subjects. And like, I don't know, 5 minutes into this conversation, I don't know who said it, if it was Riley or Alex, but they go, oh, pizza's good. And we weren't even talking about pizza. And so anytime someone's not listening, we just go, pizza's good.
That's awesome.
We've all done it.
Yes, that's
But
so great.
yes, noise canceling headphones are amazing.
Yes,
Okay,
indeed.
so let's move on to the introvert qu Christmas wish list.
Yes.
Okay, so I just have like three. I'm sure
Okay.
there's more I can think of, but I'll go ahead and let you start.
Yes.
What's on
Okay,
your
because mine segues perfectly from what we were just talking about. Mine is, AirPods, but specifically the ability to actually enjoy being unbothered. Like, I wish the world was safer and I could just have my AirPods in and just like live my life, go on a walk. The
Yes.
grocery store, I like a couple weeks ago, I had a random like mid-week day off of work. I did a bunch of errands and it was so nice to just like listen to my music or my podcast, but I only did one AirPod because I'm always like,
Yes.
I just don't feel
Safety.
safe.
Yeah.
Like, as a woman, you're just like, you never know. So I'm like, it would be nice to live in a world where I could just do that in like, I want to go put gas in my car, but have, whatever playing in my AirPods. So that would be high on my list is to be able to just do that and not feel
Yes.
unsafe. But yeah.
That would be amazing. 'Cause yeah,
Yep.
every time I do that, I go, I need to be careful. I need to be aware.
Yes.
And
Yes.
yeah. So,
Yep.
all right. My first one is banning icebreaker games and shower games.
That's on my list too, to never do a game or an icebreaker.
That's
Yay.
just the dread of those.
It is.
I can't fake it. Like,
No.
I don't want to do it.
No. Randall was just talking because we do when we sit down for dinner and the evenings, we do like everyone says their favorite part of the day. And Randall's talking about, yeah, I had this meeting we all went to, and basically they had to do this game where everyone like sits and there's an open space in the circle. Someone goes and like acts something out, like I'm a tree. And then two people, like multiple people go up, okay, I'm a leaf on the tree. I'm a whatever. And then they pick who stays and who goes, and then it's like constantly rotating. And I was just looking at him, and he's like, and it was so fun. And he's like, I thought it was gonna be weird, but it was actually fun. And I'm just making eye contact the whole time. And then he looks at me and goes, you would have hated it. I'm like, yes, it sounds like I would have.
You're like, I would have thought it was weird, and it was ended up being
And
very weird
yes, no
and
surprise there.
awkward. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds awful. I'm like, I'm
Horrible.
glad you, I love that for you. I'm glad you liked it, but
Oh,
no.
no. Yeah,
No, no,
some
no.
people do enjoy them, but
Yeah,
yay.
I could never.
No.
I could never.
All right. So, what's another one on your list?
Okay, I've got let's see. Oh, not just Karens, but the idea of someone who's gonna make a scene in public to stay in private. Do that at home. Don't do that in front of me at the store. Don't be crazy and weird and unnecessarily extra and make it uncomfortable for all of us. Like, go somewhere else. Complain over the phone. Do it somewhere else, please.
Yes, I fully support that. It's so uncomfortable and awkward,
Is.
and yeah, we don't all need to experience this
No.
with you,
No.
and most of us don't feel the same way, so just
Yep.
have that conversation in private or whatever, but
Keep it to yourself. Yep.
no.
Yeah.
Okay, next on my list is stop asking for donations and tips when checking out at stores and food places where there's no server. Now, I'm not talking about restaurants. Obviously,
Right.
tip your server.
Absolutely.
But when you're walking in and picking up a takeout order, I mean, I walked in and I'm grabbing it. Please don't, like,
Yes. No, it's
stop.
I feel like that's gotten out of hand. 'Cause I agree. Like, when it's needed, it's absolutely necessary. And like,
Absolutely,
I
yeah.
always tip well, but like,
Yes.
yeah. And then you're like, wait, if they're asking, like, am I expected? Like, should I be doing this? Am
Yeah.
I a jerk for not doing this? And then you're questioning, like, where should I and where shouldn't I? And yeah. No,
Right.
it's gotten out of hand. I agree.
Yeah, no, I so I'm
Yeah, it
and
needs
then
to stop.
asking, would you like to support, education
Yeah,
in
just make me feel terrible.
Niles and I laugh at, like, at Taco Bell, they've asked that before, and we're like, we're
We
teachers.
do.
I've given all I can give today.
The reason we're eating Taco Bell and not something nicer is because I'm supporting education all day, every day.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay. So what's
Right.
another one on?
Okay, this is, let's see. Okay. For Christmas, I would like to be allowed to express emotions or celebrate my birthday or anything like that the way that I choose and not have it questioned by anyone else or think that I'm unappreciative or I don't enjoy it. Just
Yes.
let me do the things that I do the way that I do them and just let it be. You do your thing on your birthday or whatever, let me do my thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Love that. Yeah.
Yep.
Because we don't all express things the same way. It
No.
doesn't mean we don't feel thankful or gratitude for stuff, but it
Yes.
just not be, might be over an over the top
Yep.
expressive person on the
Yep.
outside. So,
Yeah.
let us do our thing.
Exactly.
I have a video on TikTok. That's my super viral video on TikTok
Yes.
of how
I
introverts
love
think
that
they're
one.
opening versus how they look.
Oh my gosh.
It's
Yeah,
so
no,
true.
it is. I remember, like, again, you were so quick to jump on my bridal shower and my baby shower, and you saved me from that. 'Cause I'm like, don't make me sit and open all these gifts in front of people. Someone the other day, one of my patients, we were talking about baby showers, and genius idea. She said at her baby shower, 'cause I've heard like the bring a book instead of a card and like those kind of things. She said what they did was they didn't have anyone wrap the gifts. You just brought them as is. You set them all up on the table so everyone could see what she got. She didn't have to open them. You didn't have all this wasted wrapping paper. I'm like, that, I love that idea. Because then it's like, oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's cool. But it's not like everyone's staring at you opening it. It's just they're there, like out in the open. And I loved that. So I'm like, yeah, no,
And
that's
let's
genius.
normalize like doing it different way. Like it doesn't all have to be one
Yes.
way, because maybe some people enjoy the big hoopla and
Totally.
let them have that. But also don't, snub people who want it a different way,
Yep.
It's like everybody's different. So
Yep.
it's okay. There's no rules here.
Absolutely. Let everyone do their thing.
Yes. Okay. I have band group projects.
Ooh,
We
yes.
are done with group projects. Nobody
Yes.
likes them. I've
No.
never met someone who likes to be in a group
And
project.
it doesn't like it never works out the way that people intend or think it's gonna work. Like, oh, it's gonna be collaborative. No,
No.
it's not.
You
No,
have the
it's
one
gonna
who does all the
be.
work. You have the one who never, there's like different roles. I mean, I know
Yes.
it's like a meme, but it's the same in every like setting. So like, let's
Yep.
just stop. Let's just
Yep.
pretend. Let's not pretend anymore that this is
No. No.
doing anything but frustrate the heck out of everyone.
Yes. And you're going to get subpar work. You're going to get much better work if you just let
Yes.
everyone do their thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Agree.
So you have any more that I
I
just
do. I
read
have
this
one
week?
more. I have my
Okay.
last one is more canceled plans.
Yes.
I love when a plan gets canceled. Like, I
Same.
truly, no matter how much I love you or I'm excited for something, there's always a little spark of joy when something gets canceled. And it's like, especially like day of, and I wasn't expecting it. And I'm like, oh, now I have all this time to not have to go do that
Yeah.
thing that I kind of didn't want to do in the first place. But yeah.
Oh, I know. That's
Yep.
such the feeling, the best feeling in the world.
It totally is. And then it's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's totally okay. Don't feel bad. And I'm like, yes, I'm so happy in the background. Yeah.
Like, but you don't want to be like,
Yes. I'm like, oh, I'm so bummed. No, I'm not already in my sweats. Queuing up Netflix, like, yeah,
Yes, that's awesome.
yes,
So, and we got some
yeah,
Instagram answers on this poll. So we'll start
yes,
with, now I put Canada, Laura. So this is our
okay,
friend Laura from Canada. She goes, I want an under pillow speaker so I can listen to ASMR to go to sleep. I'm like,
ooh,
that would be
yes,
fun.
I've seen they have those like. I feel like they're eye masks because I wear one of those when I sleep, but it's like got like on the ears, it has like a like some kind of speaker, almost like headphones, but they're like comfortable to sleep on. But yeah,
Okay.
I do. I play rain sounds and I play them out loud because Randall likes them too, but I love falling asleep to that. Yeah,
Love that.
love it.
That's cool. And then Sandy wrote a good book and a big coffee mug.
Yes.
I mean, that's something you can do in peace by yourself. Support that for sure. Amy says books, so another book person, a book you can kind of like, escape into your own world. And then from Kelly, books and yarn, two things that help me recharge. So we all have our things that
Yep.
help us to do that.
Yes.
And then Jessica, she goes, I want a solo RPG. So of course I had to look up what that meant. And it's
Role
role
playing game,
playing
right?
game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And she goes, I love the idea of Dungeons and Dragons, but would love to do it by myself.
Yes. Okay, that's such a good point. Like group activities that I want to explore, but I don't want the group part of it. Like make them individualized and let me
Yes.
figure it out independently. Yes, I'm here for
I
that. Absolutely.
thought that was a good one.
That
So,
is.
thank you everyone who answered
Yeah.
our poll questions. That was so fun.
That's always fun. Yep.
And it was funny because Niles was and Riley tonight, they're like, or Niles was like, "Oh, I haven't answered your poll." I'm like, "Well, it expired, first of all." And then as he goes, "Second of all, you guys are extroverts, so nobody
So
cares
you don't
about your
count.
list."
Oh, that's great. Trying to be helpful, and you're like, no.
Yeah, so you missed it. Yeah, that's
Oh my gosh. That's
fine.
good.
So yeah, so
That's
we
good.
thought it might not be till the new year when we come out with another episode because life
Right?
is so crazy busy. So we thought we would do something that incorporates a little bit of
Combine it
Thanksgiving, a
all.
little Christmas, and
Yep.
but it was fun to just think about things that
Yes.
we're thankful for and that we wish could happen. And
In
you
an
never
introvert
know, maybe
way.
some of those wishes can come true in
Right?
the future. So.
Love it.
So, all right. Well, let's move on to
Okay.
awkward moments. So,
Okay.
Ellie, what is your awkward moment?
This is a perpetual awkward moment, and I'm sharing this as this is awkward, but also like maybe we can put a poll up because what the heck do people do? Okay, so for backstory, I work in basically a doctor's office. It's a pretty decent sized building. There's like 40 to 50 exam rooms, like 10 to 20 doctors depending on the day. And it's like a standalone building from the main building that has all the other offices. I can tell this building was not built to be an OBGYN office simply because the lack of bathrooms. Like it's painful how few bathrooms there are. And everyone there either is pregnant and has to pee, is not pregnant but needs a urine sample, or is just a nurse who drinks water and then has no time and has to pee. You know, it's just like
Oh my gosh.
it's ridiculous. So we have one kind of near where I sit, and like it's a single, just single room bathroom, but it locks, obviously. What is with people? Like, I get not wanting to walk in on someone, but like the door is locked. If you try to open it and it doesn't open, it's locked. So why are we knocking and rattling the door and like trying to communicate through the door in the bathroom? Like, just don't. Like, so many times, like literally my go-to is to like kind of pull on the toilet paper so it rattles like the toilet paper holder, so you like here or flush or like do like clearly someone's in here, like why are we knocking? It's like shaking the door handle. I'm like, guys, no, like I
And
don't get
knocking,
it.
really?
I don't
If it's
understand
locked,
that.
what? Why do you feel the
Like
need
there's
to
a
knock?
yes, thank you. I'm like, what? And like the age-old question, there is like, what is the appropriate response when someone knocks and you're in the bathroom? Like someone's
I'm
in
always
here,
like,
like
oh, because
I
I'm
don't know.
afraid they're about
Leave
ready
me
to lock
alone. Like
in.
what?
I'm in a
It's
vulnerable
just,
position right
yes, it's like,
now.
what are we doing? Why are we still doing this? So it's just, it's so obnoxious. 'Cause it's like I said, the one that we use near like where I'm at is there's a ton of patients. So it's patients are using it, staff's using it, so it's not tucked away. It's like anyone. And I'm like, why across the board is everyone doing this? It's just it makes me so uncomfortable. And I'm like, please just leave me alone. But yes,
I hate
yeah,
that.
the constant
Like
awkwardness.
I, you know, if the door, I never want to knock. I just try the door handle, and if it
Yes.
doesn't move, someone's in there.
Right.
I mean, obviously, if nobody comes out for 20 minutes, then you might want to be like,
Yes.
I
But
still would probably
like,
wouldn't knock, but like, someone
right.
want to check.
Someone else want to do that? Is there an
But
extrovert here?
exactly.
Yeah.
But if the handle is open, I still go down
Slowly.
very, very slowly, just in case someone
Yes.
didn't lock and they have time to go, hey. So I'm
Yes.
always like,
Yes. Okay, same.
barely. Okay.
Same. Like, I feel like that's the normal thing to do. Like, okay, that makes me feel better because I'm like, what are we doing?
I
What is
know.
happening?
I don't understand.
It makes me think of the very first time that Riley's boyfriend Adam ever came over to our house to me and Randall's house, and the bathroom door, the lock did not work. We do have a new door that locks, and he was not going to the bathroom. He was washing his hands, but it was just so like I opened the door and it was like he's standing at the sink and we just make eye contact and I was like, oh, and then I like walked out and I was like, Riley, I'm so sorry if that was weird. Like I felt so bad because it might have even been the first time I met him, but I was
Oh
like,
my
oh, so
gosh.
now every time he comes to the house, we're always like, okay, Adam, the door locks now. You can
Lock
lock
that
it.
door. I'm sure we all had stories about that. And
Oh
it's just,
yeah.
what can you do? It's just
It
the
is what it
ultimate
is.
awkward,
Yep.
embarrassing.
Yep.
That's so funny.
So perpetual awkward moment,
But
people not knowing
yes.
how to freaking behave in a public bathroom. But
Yeah,
you know,
you put a sign up. Don't knock.
like
Just
someone's in here. Come on.
door is locked. The door is locked. Just figure it out, you know?
Not asking too much.
Okay, well, so
Yes.
mine has to do kind of with what we were talking about, the donations thing.
Okay. Oh boy.
So we went to Home Goods a few weeks ago out of town, and while we were in there, they must have been having a fundraiser or a charity thing for St. Jude's. Because anytime someone like rounded up at the cash register, they would make an announcement like, woohoo, someone just, rounded up to, but not just one person, like three people would chime in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the employees are probably like, who wants to be next? Like three in a row. And so it was just kind of like, okay, that's hilarious. Okay. So fast forward a couple weeks, I go to the Home Goods. Niles and I are there. We go to the one in town and I'm checking out. And my total is like something 97 cents. I can't remember the dollar amount. And they're like, do you want to round up for St. Jude's, charity? And I'm like, okay, first of all, I can't say no. It's 3 cents.
It's 3 freaking cents.
But I know what's going to happen when I do. If they're going to make a big old announcement on my 3 cent donation, and I didn't want
Gosh.
that either, but like, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
So I'm like, sure. And so as they're giving me back, I try to just beeline out the door because I don't want to hear it. And all of
No.
a sudden I hear, thank you for the donation. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Like,
Oh my
wow, look
gosh.
at her. She made a difference with that 3 cents.
That is too much. That's like,
Like, I couldn't, just because I
oh.
knew it was coming and it's
Right.
loud. They're just like,
Yeah.
make a big
That's
deal. And they were probably like, oh gosh, we have to say this announcement for this 3 cents.
right.
Oh, how generous of you.
Yeah.
So,
Oh my
yeah.
God. Yeah,
I almost
that's.
made it out the door before they did,
Oh, that's rough.
but. All right. And then
Ooh.
what is your recommendation
Okay, so
for
my recommendation, shocker, comes with backstory.
me?
Since our last episode, I was in my very first car accident, so I guess
Oh,
I'm an
yes.
adult now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was basically on the way to work. Talk about awkward moment. I have heard other people tell stories about their car accidents, and every time they'd explain what was happening, and I always thought I'm severely directionally challenged, so I'm just smiling and nodding, like I have no clue what. Just tell me your car got hit. And then I'm finding myself explaining my car accident to people, and I'm explaining it, and they're like, "Wait, you were?" And I'm like, I shouldn't even be trying to do this." So, side note, but I just found that funny. Basically, I was turning left, and someone ran a red light and T-boned me. So. Yeah, thankfully my kids were not in the car. The car was repairable. I was physically fine. But I have a 2020 Subaru Ascent. So it's their bigger, almost like SUV. So that this it was like a I can't even remember what kind of car, but like a smaller, kind of like a crossover size. So they came straight on. They weren't like speeding too fast, but definitely going through the red light. So hit the side of my car, the driver's side in the back. And their front and back bumper were completely off their car. Mine, the car was dented. And of course, I pull over and like then my brain goes to, oh my God, what if the kids had been in the car? But I look and I am fully confident that that's where my daughter sits. She would have been totally fine. Like nothing budged internally. There was a plastic cup in, like, not the, there's like the cup holders at the bottom of the door. In that spot where the car hit, and it was not broken, not pinched in there. Like, I figured that was one of my thoughts. I'm like, oh, whatever's down there is gonna, like, nothing, truly
That's
nothing
amazing.
inside the car moved. And I was like, I've always loved my car, but it was like further confirmation that
Oh, that
Subarus
is.
make, 'cause the one my first car was a used car we bought from someone. I got it in 2017. It was a 2000 Subaru Outback, and that thing ran until 2022. So they, yeah, Subaru makes really good cars, and I am very happy that I'm in mine. And then being in a rental car for 2 weeks that wasn't my car made me appreciate my car even more because I'm like, nothing is the way I want it to. I don't like that. So,
I hear
yeah.
you. You
Yep.
get used to what you drive, and then that it
Yes.
throws you off when you.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah,
I'm glad
that.
you're okay, and
Yes.
that's awesome about the car.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Also, PSA, if you have children and you're in a car accident, regardless of how minor it is, if the car seats are in the car, they need to be replaced.
Okay.
I had heard that. And then we have AAA and they covered the cost of the car seat replacement, which was really
Oh,
nice.
good.
But that's a recommendation that I feel
Okay.
like not a lot of people know of. So
Yeah,
just
that's
FYI,
good.
because there could
Good
be
reminder.
like micro tears or little things that you wouldn't necessarily see, but would make the car seat less safe. So
Yes,
just a
no, that
little
is a good
fun
PSA.
fact. Yep. What about you?
All right, so I just finished this audiobook. I
Okay.
have just been into audiobooks lately because I just can't. I'm kind of just going through a low and just reading. Not that I don't
Yeah.
like reading, but and with Spotify Premium, the manager, which is me, gets 15 hours free a month, and so I'm like, I
Oh,
should take
nice.
advantage. So
Yeah.
I saw a movie coming out called The Housemaid, and so I'm like, that's based on
Yes.
a book. Oh my goodness, I could not stop listening. In fact,
Yeah.
today on my prep, I was listening. I came home because usually I'm like, oh, I save it to listen on walks and this stuff.
Right,
Oh no, I
right.
sat in my bed. I'm like, I
Oh.
gotta find out what happened. So it is
Oh.
so good. So Riley and I, we got tickets for opening night because I'm like, I really want to
Nice.
see this movie, Riley. So
Awesome.
it is so good. Like
Okay.
it just has twists and turns that I didn't see coming, and it just kept
Love
me
that.
super engaged the whole time. And it was fun to, it was a good listen. The audio reader was really good. Sometimes you get
Okay.
readers that their voices annoy you.
Right.
I thought she did a really good job.
Yeah.
So anyway, The Housemaid, so good.
Ooh, okay. Again, I would love to say, I'm going to check that out. I won't check it out as a book. I'll check it out as a movie.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm sure
I
I'll
know myself well enough. I'm not going to read a book.
come back. And I always like to compare the two, like,
Yeah.
how they're different, and then go into it knowing like what's going to happen.
Where it's
And
going to go. Yeah.
it'll be fun to go with Riley because Riley's able to call out a lot of movie plots
Yeah.
pretty
Yeah.
quickly. And so I'm really curious to see if she'll
She'll catch on.
catch on to anything or if she'll anticipate anything. So
Yes. Oh, man. That's
yeah.
cool.
So,
Very
all right.
cool.
Well, this
Okay.
was a fun episode.
Yes.
And thank you to everyone who's listened. It's been an
Yes.
awesome. This is our second year of doing this.
Yeah,
Oh
that's
my goodness.
crazy.
Wow.
I know we should have said we are thankful for our listeners because
Yeah,
we are. Not to
absolutely.
be
Yes.
sappy, but we love you guys.
We do. We're so thankful that you listen, that you interact with us, and that you just, give us space to do our thing, and we have
Yes.
so much fun doing it. I know sometimes
Yeah.
we take, extended breaks here and there, but don't worry,
We always come back.
we always come back, and but yes, we're very thankful. So thanks for
Yes.
listening, and I'm guessing we probably won't be back till the new year, knowing
Yep.
us. And
Yep.
so if that's the case, we hope you have a wonderful Christmas, holiday season, whatever you celebrate.
Yes.
And we look forward to connecting with you again after the new year.
Yeah,
So
absolutely. All
take care.
right, see you then. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Music for Just an Introvert Podcast is by Jesse Miller. You can find us on Instagram at Just an Introvert Pod and on X at Introvert Pod 19. You can email us at justanintrovertpod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star review. We'll see you next time.